G'day ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Commetrics University Coffee Break webinar number 20 from Tuesday, October 26, 2010. This is a shortened version of the actual webinar, which also happened today. It talks about the four strategies to leverage usability tests. You can read more about it at university.commetrics.com/P=1069. I'm Urs Gattiker, I'm the CTO and co-founder of Commetrics. We've delivered social media marketing solutions and monitoring tools for all kinds of organizations. Ultimately, we help them improve their customer relationship management and, of course, advise them on closing more business. To start with this webinar, let me just give you an example of one of the challenges we recently faced. And it deals with a European manufacturer for writing utensils that tried to leverage usability tests. The challenge was that how did you design fountain pens and ballpoint pens and all these kinds of things. The usability group tests resulted in some confusing feedback for the designers and the engineers. And the company wanted to improve about this and change the usability testing to ask users more about like versus dislike results. And we did this with using groups based on gender, age, and so forth, to give them the opportunity to respond to a variety of designs. And the findings were basically that one cannot expect users to give solutions, but what one can expect from users or clients is that they give you ideas about what works and what doesn't. And if you look at the top upper right with the red arrow, you see that for the fountain pen, the thickness of where you put your fingers before you to write is a little bit different than it is for the blue pen, and the materials are also different on the back versus the front where you put your fingers. And this is in marked difference to the picture where you see the hand with this black pen writing, where actually in front it's the same thickness as on the back. And some users just simply don't like this, but there are particular user groups who thinks it's cool and they will love this kind of tool. So my objective for today is walk you through so that you gain a better understanding of how usability can help you leverage your web design, social media, and any other service or product smartly. And then, of course, have you decide to work with us to help you excel with these usability issues is the objective for today's webinar. So here I'm going to talk about four tips I want to give you about usability tests. The first one is going to deal about usefulness comes before usability. So how useful a technology is much more important if it is usable or not. So even a bad designed washing machine is still okay as long as the customer perceive having a washing machine as being useful. And in part, this has also influenced how many people use it. The more people use a technology such as email, in 1995, there were still few people who did, but by 2005, nearly everybody in the OECD countries had an email address. So that again makes it more attractive for the laggards to join and use the technology. The second tip is that focus groups do not innovate. So if you look at the dual port USB charger on that charges the two devices on the right, as shown, users can tell you if they like it, if it's easy to put it into the plugin and so on, to apply the technology, or they dislike the color. But they can't really give you the idea to design such a gadget with solar technology. That has to come from your end. And the third one is testing and drivers. As we know from cars, car manufacturers want you to sit in the car, test it, test drive it, and then you'll get a feel of if you like it or not. And we all remember the elk test in Sweden, where 20% of the car accident happens or are caused by elks, and where the A class of Mercedes cars actually failed these tests in 1997, and how much changes that resulted in, and so forth. The fourth point I wanted to point out today is just letting people compare between two designs is okay, but you need to ask them why they prefer design A over design B. And often what you find out is that a little small change will do the trick to make it happen for you. as a wrap up with the four tips without wanting to repeat them, on the right you see an Alessi juice press, which is a very nice design. Of course it is useful, but its usability is terrible. Nevertheless, it got sold quite a bit because people like the design. So there are different things. And on the upper right, of course, you see again the writing utensils on how they redesigned it based on usability tests. This already brings me to the conclusion of this webinar. On the 10th of November, you will have another post about mobile communication trends and ROI. And the webinar will be on the 16th of November. You can read more about that at university.commetrics.com. I thank you for having participated today in Commetrics University Coffee Break webinar number 20. And I hope I will see you again next time on November 16. Thank you very much and have a great day.